This is the With a Dog podcast, a podcast for the modern dog parent. I'm your host, Carly, and every Wednesday I bring on pet professionals or some fellow dog parents, and we laugh, learn, and commiserate about everything from the confusing vet visits to dog park etiquette to the 2 a.m. potty breaks. Essentially, life with a dog. Hello, people with a dog. Happy National Pet Dental Health Month. Apparently, that's what February is, according to the AVMA, American Veterinary Medical Association. They chose February to be Doggy Dental Health Month, and we're here to celebrate it. I actually was on my game. I was on the ball and had the forethought to invite a wonderful company called TEEF, T-E-E-F, on the podcast to talk a little bit more about how important dog dental health care is, and also about their products that I think are just really innovative, very different, and I've been using for a few years now. I wanted to share that info with all of you. And to preface this, I did not receive any payment for this interview. I am not receiving any payment for the discount code. Like, I'm not getting any residuals if you guys use the discount code that they provided for us. It's in the show notes. It's also in the episode. But right now, it's WADP30 on their website. So I don't have, like, an affiliate link to the website. You go to the website and you have to type in that code if you want the 30% off, which is so generous of them. And I'm really excited for you guys to try this product. As I said, preface, did not receive any payment. However, you guys know I am so discerning with what businesses I bring on the podcast because I really never want to try to sell to you guys, right? I mean, that really goes along with the episodes over the last 2 weeks talking about marketing and consumerism in the pet industry. There's just so many products out there that we as pet parents can buy. And sometimes it feels very overwhelming because oftentimes those products maybe don't have like the scientific backing for it, for the claims that they're making. A lot of times it's anecdotal. A lot of times it's, oh, I switch my dog to raw food and they've never had a dental problem again. Or I switch my dog to, you know, this leash instead of this harness and oh my gosh, they got so much more muscle mass. And you're kind of like, how does that work? But I don't know, maybe it's good for my dog. And so you pursue it. Anyway, go listen to those past two episodes. But that is why I am so discerning about any businesses I bring on the podcast, because I don't want to really be selling to you guys. I also want to make sure anyone I bring on, especially health related, like, you know, I rarely do a health, like a dog health business, unless I'm so confident in them. And that's how I am with TEEF, honestly. So not only am I confident in the science and their overall mission, but also I think a lot of us as dog parents, we feel a lot of guilt when we're not doing something for our dog's health. And we all know how important their dental health is. And I think that thought, like how important their dental health is a newer thought amongst us dog parents. And because of that, I think oftentimes we don't know where to turn. And often I really don't feel like there's any products on the market that are actually useful, like for me as a dog mom and also my dogs. So I mentioned this kind of in the episode, but I'm going to say it again. My dog Lupin, as all of you know, such a sensitive stomach, so many food allergies. He used TEEF and had no issues. His stomach didn't have like a little flare up of getting used to anything new. He didn't have any aversion to, it's a powder that you put in water. I don't think I've said that. He didn't have any aversion to drinking the water. His poops didn't change. All of that, like no issues except a benefit of breath smelling better. And honestly, I pursue TEEF a little bit more for my dog Albus. Albie, so healthy. But he has always had kind of bad breath. Lupin was kind of, you know, for all of his issues, his breath was more or less fine. Albie has stinky breath. And using TEEF is the only thing that I was able to use for both of them. Because a lot of the products out there, as I said, they're just not practical. Like, they're not functional as a dog parent. And that is a big key thing for me. I want it to be easy for me to be able to just drop some powder in their water and walk away and know that I've taken care of their dental health. And that's what TEEF allows me to do. I don't need to buy any chews that I'm nervous about how their stomach's going to react to it. So that was how I couldn't do a lot of dental health things for Lupin. He was allergic to most of the chews or even like the dental food. He Couldn't use the toothpaste because a lot of times they had some kind of like chicken additive or something because he had allergies to that. And so I really was at a loss. I was like, okay, I mean, I guess I could just like brush his teeth with like water just to like get the gunk off of the teeth at least. But then I'm like, who do you think you are, Carly? You think you're actually going to sit there and brush your dog's teeth with any type of consistency? The answer is no. And I think that answer is no for most of us dog parents. Going that extra big step of brushing their teeth or, you know, making sure that they have really clean mouths consistently and as they age, I think is something that a lot of us as dog parents miss. But we know we miss it and then we feel guilty about missing it, right? So rounding this out, another reason I wanted to bring them on the podcast is not only because I know that their products are safe and effective and science-backed, but also it is so easy to use. And it eliminates such a huge amount of guilt for me to be able to know that I'm doing something for Albie's dental care, like his dental health. And that means he's actually well-rounded on his overall health because you can walk your dog and exercise them and go on hikes and, you know, make sure their muscle tone is amazing and all of that, make sure their weight is healthy. You can also feed them the healthiest, you know, whatever, fresh food, raw, kibble, whatever you want, like the most expensive food out there. But if their mouth is dirty, like if they have bad bacteria in their mouth and it causes any type of inflammation there, then you're undoing kind of all of the other work that you've put so much thought into of keeping them healthy. And this is a very big part of their health. We touched on it in the episode, but you can go ahead and Google. There's so many, actually tons of examples in humans, but also in pets of like how important is dental health to the rest of the body. It's not just like, oh, bacteria can be like swallowed down and mess up your gut biome. It's like, no, their heart could stop. Like their infection can go into the brain. Like it is very, very big. So feel free to Google that kind of evidence if you want to look more into this. And I also do have an episode with a veterinary dentist that I did years ago. So I'll put that in the show notes if you want to listen to that episode. But I think dog dental health is so vital for their overall health. And for our own mental health as dog parents, knowing that we're doing something that's like not extremely taxing for us, not ridiculously expensive, not going to have any extra, you know, concerning side effects for them. I mean, it's a win all around. And so that's why I really wanted to bring Teef on and learn more about their products and the science behind it. Because as I said, there's not really anything like this in the market, in the dog market, but also they have a human line. Honestly, there's nothing out there like this either in the human world. So really quickly, I know we all have lives outside of our dogs too. You know, if you work with the elderly or take care of anyone elderly or maybe, you know, low income, unhoused, people who don't have access to dental care or maybe have like some kind of sensory issues where they can't, you know, they don't like the toothpaste, toothbrush feel, or maybe they have mobility issues where they can't actually brush their teeth. This is a product that is so different than anything else traditionally in human dental care. So I think, you know, just to think about that also as you're listening to this episode, I really hope you try it for your dogs. Or maybe this just incites you to do some kind of dental care for your dogs. But maybe also their human line of things could be applicable to your life outside of your dog as well. Okay, I've been talking too much all about this product. I'm sorry. You guys know how rare this is. I rarely bring on companies. I rarely talk specifically about products unless I thought it was important and useful for you guys as dog parents and also your dog's health. So thank you for that. Thank you for being here and listening to this episode. Next week, I'll do a full life update and catch up with you guys because I think there's a lot to catch up on, actually. So stay tuned for next week's episode. Use the amazing discount code that Lindsay has provided us, and let's get into it talking to Lindsay about her company, Teef. So, Lindsay, welcome to the With a Dog podcast.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Happy to be here.
You guys have been on my radar for years because you were kind enough to teach me about your products a few years ago, and I've been using it for my dogs because one of my dogs had a bunch of food allergies, and a lot of the dental health products out there have some kind of like chicken additive or something like that, which I'm sure is, you know, normal and fine. But Teef really saved the day for me on that with his dental health. So I'm happy to have you guys on.
That's great to hear.
National Pet Dental Health Month.
Nailed it.
February. There we go. All right. Well, let's learn a little bit about you before we jump into Teef and your products.
Sure.
So where are you based? Do you have any pets? What's your role at Teef? All of that. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, no problem. So I'm a co-founder of Primal Health, which is our parent company. Teef is our pet brand. We also have a human line as well. We can get into that later. But so I'm the co-founder and chief commercial officer of Teef, and we're based in Minneapolis. You know, it's been a really fun journey. So you say a few years ago, and it just seems like it's gone by so fast. That mm-hmm. we launched in late 2019, early 2020. So yeah, it's been a fun journey so far.
Well, in that case, then it sounds like we started around the same time, different types of company for sure. But yeah, the podcast started right around then too. Okay, so you are co-founder, Minneapolis. Do you have pets yourself?
I do. Stella. She is a 20-pound Pomsky, and she's very she's very sassy. Mm-hmm. And she's also a Teef user as well. She's 8, and she hasn't had to have a dental. Got to put that out there.
Wow.
So okay. Yeah. She did gnaw on some what are those called, antlers? You know, those really hard mm-hmm. bones. Mm-hmm. Don't give those to your dog.
I've been saying this. Ruined one of my dog's teeth.
Cracked both of her teeth. Yeah.
Oh.
So they had to remove them. Yeah. But otherwise, good dental health. So that's good.
Yeah, that's very impressive that she hasn't had to have a dental yet, especially for a smaller breed.
Yeah.
I know sometimes
Pomeranians are pretty notorious for their poor dental health. So yeah. I'm happy about it so far. But, you know, she'll probably need one eventually. It's probably smart to do that anyway. But yeah, she's good.
Awesome. Okay. So you are a dog mom yourself. You know, mm-hmm. you know the ins and outs and the sassiness and how hard it is to try to brush their teeth every day. And
absolutely.
So before we get into more about that, since this is the With a Dog podcast, we always try to ask everyone if you've had a recent With a Dog win. Any win you've had recently that's related to dogs, life with dogs, or business related?
You know, we've had really good customer reports, just kind of on the uses of that. This isn't dog related, but this is kind of a win. But we're doing a study with the Como Zoo in St. Paul, Minnesota. So we're actually testing Teef on primates, pinnipeds, which are actually seals and sea lions. I didn't know they were called pinnipeds, by the way.
Yes.
Admittedly. and large cats we're going to work on as well. So it's kind of a Teef win, but you know, it's the same formulation we're using for dogs that we're going to be using in these animals as well. So we're in the middle of that study right now and the results are looking good. So that's good.
That's amazing. That's so fun. Mm-hmm. I think it really speaks to Teef as a product and Primal Health that you're able to kind of use a similar formulation throughout all of these different species. It's like, okay, check, check, check. Mm-hmm. Anyone can use it.
And for real, we're actually doing a study, like 3-month study with 600 patients, humans, using the exact same formula.
Wow. So. Okay.
So it's human. When I say human grade, it's human grade.
It's human grade. Yes. Well, okay. We've been teasing the listeners at this point. So let's get into like what Teef actually is.
Sure.
So as everyone knows, I love an entrepreneur story. So as the co-founder, tell me about how you guys got started, the research, mm-hmm. how you even created it, brought it to market, all of that.
Absolutely. So it starts actually with Emily. So Emily Stein is my co-founder. She's a microbiologist who is the inventor of this technology. And she invented it after her grandmother had a major stroke that was related to getting her teeth extracted. Her grandmother had rheumatoid arthritis and couldn't manage her dental health. She was too embarrassed to tell anybody. So she had some really bad decay happening. She gets a couple of teeth pulled and the next day had a major stroke. After that, because we all know the systemic link between oral health and cardiovascular and kidneys and all the things. So Emily was at Berkeley at the time, flew to Wisconsin and basically swabbed her grandmother and biohacked her, we like to say. So she flew that swab back to the Bay Area and started throwing ingredients at it to basically see how she could get the bacteria to manipulate their behaviors in favor of human and animal health instead of against it. So that's basically, we started in humans. She developed a little lozenge for her grandmother to suck on. And you can find that at primalhealthllc.com if you want to get one of those for your family. But but yeah, so we started there. We were kind of testing the market with that for the first few years. And, you know, another story of Emily's is she rescued a dog, a 10-year-old Cocker Spaniel, who had such bad decay that on the drive home from the rescue, the dog almost died of sepsis.
Wow.
So blood infection.
As soon as you said 10-year-old rescue Cocker Spaniel, I was like, oh my God, I bet those teeth were not great. Okay.
And they said that she might need to bring her to the vet to get a dental. And it was way more severe than that. So she ended up going to the emergency vet. The dog had to have 21 teeth extracted, 3 months of antibiotics to clean up her system. And I mean, it was a $6,000 vet bill for the rescue, and so saved her life. But nonetheless, I think the universe was speaking to Emily on the impact that dental health truly can have on everyone. And this is not an uncommon theme in humans and animals. So
that's so interesting that she was a microbiologist, because I can imagine she's seeing these little like case studies around her and just being like, I can do something here. Like, all right, I want to find a fix. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure she got curious and was just like, why is this such a problem?
Well, 100%. And she has such a unique understanding, as because she not only has microbiology background, but inflammatory disease. So like she was a rheumatoid I think it was a postdoctoral fellow at Stanford studying rheumatology and immunology. And so what she had learned in her studies is basically how bacteria behave to protect themselves and to attack the system. So whether it's in agriculture, human health, animal health, she knows how they behave to create, you know, their protective layer of biofilms. If you can penetrate that using nutrients like she has figured out, you can change who's living in those environments.
So once she did the research or discovered the problem and started working on it, what did the research look like? Like, what did her research look like? And then how did she develop the product itself to be useful for all these different, you know, species and people? And as you said, you know, elderly with rheumatoid arthritis that can't brush their teeth. Like, how did she go through that process?
Yeah, no, good question. So when she was throwing the ingredients at the bacteria to kind of figure out how they'd behave, she made sure that they were FDA approved, all like GRAS ingredients, generally recognized as safe, that stands for, and consumable, right? 100% safe. She didn't want anything interfering with grandma's meds. And, you know, especially with pets too, like when we brush our teeth and we use mouthwash, we can spit out antiseptics and those harmful ingredients. She wanted something that could literally be consumed and also be beneficial all the way through the gut. So she figured out that kind of recipe and patented it. So we got the lozenges for the humans, and then she did one ingredient switch out, calcium carbonate for L-arginine, and that became TEEF, protectin 42. Okay. We removed the sodium bicarbonate for protectin 42K. So it's just the three main ingredients, but I'm getting into the weeds now. But that's basically what she did. We just thought that the administration would be easier in powder format for pets, because if you don't have a pet that drinks, or if you have a pet that doesn't drink a lot of water, you can put it on food. You can add it to, some people are putting it on a licky pad with some peanut butter. You know, there's just ways, different ways of administration. So she wanted it to be flexible that way, because all pets are different. So.
Okay. So you were mentioning how the lozenge and the powder is different. So when she switched out those ingredients, remind me again what those were, but then also when she switched those out, is it because they weren't good for dogs, or is it because she wanted the product in a different form?
It was just more of like a need. So instead of, we have like the basic ingredients, I'll try and just make it clear here.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Soluble fiber called cyclodextrin, vitamin B6, calcium carbonate for humans, but that's for remineralization of teeth, which basically dogs and cats have strong enamel, so they don't really need calcium carbonate. But L-arginine, which was switched out for calcium carbonate, is actually a stronger ingredient that boosts the good bacteria to start taking in protein and break that down. So it was just a little bit more of a kicker to be a little stronger, because cats and dogs are putting all sorts of things in their mouth every day.
I really appreciate that you guys thought through the different uses of what humans are going to need, what dogs are going to need, or pets are going to need, because you're right. It's like, as humans, we usually brush our teeth every day, or, you know, like, it, we're not chewing down on like kibble or raw food or whatever. And that bacteria level is quite different.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's the same bacteria, unfortunately. It's pretty similar, but it is in different levels. Yeah. You're definitely correct in saying that.
Okay. The dogs are out there, you know, finding some suspicious stuff on the street.
Exactly.
Eating gosh knows what from the dog park. So yeah. Okay.
100%.
Yeah. All right. So that makes sense. Thank you for going into the weeds with that one. All right. So she developed these products. Where did you come in to this?
So I actually met Emily when we were in grad school out in the Bay Area. And we became fast friends. We've been friends ever since. We're both entrepreneurial minded. So we just kind of would bounce ideas off each other, help each other in our different aspects too, and maintained friendship for 15 years. And then I was at Wells Fargo in marketing when she approached me, and she had been doing studies on this since 2008. And she approached me in 2016 and just said, "Hey, you know, I think I really might have found a gem here. And I need you to help me commercialize it, because I'm more the marketing, business development, kind of sales side of the business. And obviously she's the science side." So that's kind of where she's like, "Let's get this to market. Let's get it to everybody. Everybody needs it." Because everything that we do for dental health is mostly just killing all bacteria. And even when you brush your teeth, this is hard to hear, but you're just moving bacteria around. They reattach.
Don't tell me that.
Just listen. And then they reattach within 2 minutes to your teeth and your gums, and they're producing the same byproducts that they always have, which are acid and plaque and stink and all the nasty things. If we can switch how they actually behave then and what they're producing, then that changes the game completely on oral health.
So teeth and primal health, the products and like the base science of it is switching like how the bacteria, like promoting the good bacteria, trying to kill off or like kind of change up the bad bacteria. Is that what I'm understanding?
Here's the best way I can explain it. And this is how I understood it when she told me to, because believe me, it took a minute to understand what she was saying. We're putting bacteria on a keto diet. We're blocking them from eating carbs and sugars out of your diet, and we switch them to eating protein. And it just so happens that the beneficial bacteria, like lactobacillus and bifidostrains that you want to be living in the mouth, they process proteins more effectively than the dangerous guys like Peperomonas and Streptococcus and those bad actors. So they actually, the soluble fiber, cyclodextrin, is that sugar decoy molecule that they try to bring in, but they can't. It's already been cyclized and fermented. It's a postbiotic. Do you know, are you familiar with postbiotics?
Yeah.
So it's produced by bacteria. So it's like a defense mechanism that they use to block other bacteria from growing. So we're just using what they're already creating to do that in the oral environment. We give them the L-arginine and vitamin B6, which are prebiotics. Those kick in their ability to start processing proteins out of the pet's diet.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So it's not just about like cleaning the teeth. It's not like a toothbrush and a toothpaste. It's more about the actual like microbiome of the mouth.
We like to coin it as a microbial toothbrush, because once you start changing their behaviors like that, they'll actually start mining carbs and sugars out of the plaque and tartar that are on the teeth, and they'll start naturally disintegrating it off the teeth as well. So it's kind of a double punch. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's in a powder. Mm-hmm. You sprinkle it either in their water or on their food, which is great. Yeah. As you said, because if a dog doesn't drink a lot of water or whatever, you can give it to them in different ways. My dog, Albus, is not a water drinker. Like he will when he has to, basically. Whereas my other dog was constant. He was constantly drinking water. Mm-hmm. But Albie does not. However, once I put teeth in his water bowl, he drinks the whole thing down. It's crazy. Like, I was like, is it flavored? Is it like, so is there a flavor or something to it, or?
No, it's completely odorless and tasteless. But I think, this is not the first time we've heard this. There are some dogs that like it better when they will drink all the water. I don't know if it's the amino acid that they're sensing or the vitamin. I'm not sure, but try it in your water. Completely odorless and tasteless, but they must be detecting a little bit of something to be something. Enthused about it, because my dog's not a water drinker either. So a lot of what I do is I'll put a little bit of water on her food and I'll make it teef water and put it on her food to just kind of, so she's licking some of it up. She'll drink water like maybe twice a day.
Yeah, that's what Albie, I think, was a outdoor dog before we rescued him. And so he loves an outdoor water bowl.
Sure.
But, you know, we're in Seattle and either it'll freeze over or it's just gets gross outside. So I'm like, we're not letting you outside constantly to only drink water.
Right.
So I'm like, if you drink it in here, then there's some teeth in it and we're happy. So we've talked a lot about the, as you said, the postbiotics, the prebiotics, and the bacteria of the mouth. I think there's been a lot of discussion or, you know, hype in the health and wellness space about the gut microbiome and how it's connected to everything and how it can really affect a lot of other systems in the body. But we're talking about the mouth. So is there the oral microbiome, I guess? Like, is that a thing or?
100%. So one of the most interesting things I've heard in a while is that your entire digestive system from mouth to end is actually outside of your body. Like, it's not a functioning part of every other organ that's happening. It's just like a tube, and it's got all outside factors going through it and all these things. And I was just like, that is bananas to think about. But basically, whatever you're doing here will seed your gut, right? So if you're changing what bacteria are producing in your mouth, that's what you swallow. So the effects will be felt downstream and they will be beneficial. We did a test with Animal Biome. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they do gut microbiome.
I bought a couple of their products for my dog Lupin when he was having some digestive issues, and it definitely helped. So yeah, I'm familiar with them.
Yeah, they're great. And we did a study just with teeth to see like how that would change the gut microbiome, and the outputs were very positive. So that was our first time really actually testing for gut changes as well, instead of just swabbing the mouth to see how that's changing. And that was just really, it was really great to hear that it really is seeding the gut positively as well.
So it's helping the gut. And you mentioned earlier about when Emily was discovering kind of all these issues with her grandma, and then as well as her own dog that she adopted, how the dental health is so interconnected to everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that's still a kind of a newer concept to a lot of people, like to the masses. You know, I think people have kind of started to get on the train of like, oh, your gut microbiome affects everything, but not really like dental health. You know, I think a lot of people are like, oh, if you have an infection, you get the tooth pulled and everything's fixed.
Right.
But it's like just the infection itself can have repercussions, it sounds like, on everything else. So can you talk a little bit about that as far as like how important dental health is and the oral microbiome to the rest of the body?
100%. So, I mean, as we know, it's siloed between oral health and overall health. And even in our healthcare system, we need dental insurance and we need health insurance, right? Mm-hmm. Those shouldn't exist separately. It is very linked. If you have an abscess in your gums, that can poison you and kill you completely. Everything that's happening here has a downstream effect. When you pull a tooth and you're giving bacteria access into your systemic, like your bloodstream and things like that, they set up shop in your brain, they set up shop in your heart, they set up shop in your joints. So it's the I guess, integrity of your like gum tissue is so important. So like when you brush your teeth and your teeth or in your gums bleed, if they bleed, that's really bad. Like, I don't think people understand how bad it is. Imagine if you brushed your hair daily and your scalp was bleeding. You'd probably go see a doctor.
Okay.
So that means that you have inflammation. Inflammation causes those breaks that give bacteria access to the rest of your body. What that can cause, I mean, it's everything from premature birth to diabetes to Alzheimer's. I mean, they're finding so many more links between dental health and overall health. And I think there's a slow transition happening where they're starting to recognize that, at least in the healthcare system, like integrative dentistry recognizes that. And there's a holistic approaches and things that are trying to address that. But, you know, our system isn't really set up that way, but it is absolutely essential to have good dental health to maintain great overall health.
Okay. I'm happy that you explained that. So thank you, because I think it's one of those things that, as you said, it's very like different in mm-hmm. our minds. And I think dental health is almost considered like an aesthetic thing
yeah.
in human society.
Yes,
and so I think a lot of people don't switch that over to their dogs and they're like, oh, it's an aesthetic thing. It's like their teeth are fine. Or if they have an issue, they get it pulled, you know, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. And there's kind of a lack of like, no one takes it seriously, I think, as a pet owner, not no one, but the masses, I think, in general,
yeah,
don't take it very seriously, myself included. Like, I would love to brush my dog's teeth every day and floss and all of that. But like, that's just not going to happen.
Right.
One, because I personally don't have the time and the routine and everything to do that. But then also, they're not interested. They're like, absolutely not.
Right. Same.
Especially rescues.
Yeah, no, it's same. I am clearly aware of the importance of dental health. And I have tried and tried to brush Stella's teeth and it is not happening. It is mm-hmm. absolutely not happening. So there's Stella now. So yeah, I mean, and the thing is too, is that mechanical removal is important. Like if you can, you know, I like to give Stella, because I don't like giving her a bunch of carbs. Carbohydrates are kind of the devil when it comes to dental health. Okay. So when you give them dental chews and you give them treats, they're laced with, you know, wheat and soy and all these different carbs that are actually feeding bacteria what they need to produce acid and plaque. So high protein treats and chews and things like that are really better for dental health. Can I get this really
quick?
That's fine. I'm
yeah,
so
go,
sorry.
Go for it.
Stella, here, I'm going to show you. It's my little sassy Pomsky. See?
Hello, Stella. You're so pretty. Look at that black and white.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
And
fluffy neck.
And she's being a little pain in the butt right now. Let's go outside. Come on. Anyway.
You were saying the high protein chews are better.
Yeah. Well, so like with Stella, what I like to do is just give her toys. Like toys that are fabric and stuff, because then it kind of does function a little bit more like a toothbrush to get off for mechanical removal. I know not to give her the antlers. That was a bad, you know, hard lesson to learn. And bones and chews and stuff there's again, a lot of like calories and stuff like that. So I kind of lean toward the clothy toys. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, just like with us, with toothbrushing, you're just moving the bacteria around. You still need to change how they behave and what they're producing.
Everything that you're saying is so, it makes so much sense as far as even just if you think about your own mouth, mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, you eat too much sugar, you usually get some kind of like canker sore or something mm-hmm. like that. Or you get that bad taste in your mouth. I know I do. Like if I have like a night of like pizza and ice cream, I just mm-hmm. feel like my breath and like my mouth tastes worse like the next day. So I can only imagine. No wonder our dog's breath smells bad.
Yeah.
So the mechanical removal, I think that's a really good point, because that's what I feel like most of the products on the market mm-hmm. for dogs are more mechanical removal. Like, or that's what we're told as pet mm-hmm. parents is give them apples so it scrubs their teeth. Give them, you know, these chews that, you know, it'll scrub their teeth, which is, I'm sure, fine. Like, as you said, it'll do the mechanical removal of it. But I, you know, with my first dog, Loopy, he had just so many allergies, I couldn't give him any of the chews. So I gave mm-hmm. him like the apple and that's fine. But it seems like the long-term solution would be more to actually change the behavior of the bacteria mm-hmm. rather than just continuously scrubbing it off.
Yeah, it's microbial, right? So that's what the cool thing about teeth does, is when it's encouraging them to eat protein, those byproducts from bacteria eating protein are naturally anti-inflammatory. They're actually less smelly, which you notice kind of within the first week of using it. And they're less acidic. And so you've just, again, you're changing who's living in there, what they're producing. And that's a key, because it gets under the gum line where no mechanical removal or cleaning can really get. So when you get down into the deep tissue, that's where you really can make a difference.
So going back to the entrepreneur story, you said Emily was researching this for, what, like 12 years or so before you guys actually came to market. What studies, you mentioned there that you guys did some like clinical studies and stuff. What results, what were the results of those studies?
So we did a lot of in vitro testing, so like petri dish testing, things like that, just to kind of start out to see. And this is what she's told me. I didn't do anything.
Sorry, I'm asking you all the scientific questions.
That's fine. I'll do my best here. But she basically did a lot of that just to perfect the equation and the ingredients and things like that. And then we've done a test with the National Institutes of Health. We did a study with them on humans, and the outcome was a reduction in, it's called Porphyromonas gingivalis. And that is like the worst bacteria that exists. It's not good.
Okay.
And we're able to reduce the number of those, grow lactobacillus, which is the good guys that you want. And the outcome, like that you could notice, is that gums weren't bleeding anymore. Breath was better. People would go to, they do in chair studies where they'd go to see a hygienist, and the cleaning before would take about 45 minutes. And then after using the product for 1 month to 3 months, basically it was cut down to 15 minutes because the plaque burden was so much less.
Okay.
So it's a total shift in kind of what you're seeing in the mouth. It's harder to see in humans, obviously, but you can definitely start seeing it right away with dogs and cats now too. We have a formula for cats, but the breath will change within the first week. The hope is that you'll start to notice like pinkening of the gums within the first month, depending on the age of the dog, how much water they drink, whatever, how often you're using it. But then eventually you'll start to see that plaque and tartar sloughing off, because it's a natural process, so it takes some time, but it is 100% guaranteed that it is working microbially on those bad bacteria and growing the good. And that's the key.
As you said, it is really easy to see it on dogs or on pets. Mm-hmm. Like, you lift up their little lip and it's just like you can see a buildup, or you can see that their gums are maybe a little on the red side, whatever. Whereas us humans, we're doing a lot more of the mechanical removal. We're doing the teeth brushing and hopefully flossing and all of that. But it's interesting what you're saying, that it removes the plaque and tartar like itself. It's not like it needs to be removed and then you keep up with it with teeth. It's like that it actually removes it. I can only imagine in humans, even just the people who are maybe struggling in this economy or anything like that, and they can't afford that copay at the dentist.
Yeah,
I can imagine the fact that it would start healing. It's not just keeping it healthy. It's like actually making it healthier and maybe delaying the need for that dental cleaning, whether it's a human or a pet, because some of those dental cleanings for dogs and cats, as much as oftentimes they're needed, it's like a chunk of money. Like it is.
Oh yeah.
It is a chunk.
Cheap. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
Fun fact, our human product, they got the nod from NASA and the European Space Agency to be the selected dental hygiene product on the International Space Station for astronauts.
I have heard that the health, like astronauts' health declined significantly when they're out in space. So it's a product that's going to help them just like keep their teeth healthy.
Yeah, it's just our dentalizer. It's the same thing that Emily invented for her grandmother. And basically they just take it 3 times a day and it functions kind of like brushing teeth, because they have limited water and they have limited resources up there. So this is kind of a solution. Whether or not we're going to make it as a finalist on the formulary is a different question, but we're definitely the top dental product. So that was kind of a cool reality.
That's amazing. That's so cool. Yeah. Well, here you go, guys, all the listeners. Treat your dog like an astronaut.
Same technology.
Yeah. I'm really happy that I heard the entrepreneur story that you mentioned, just with Emily and her grandma and then her own rescue dog. Because from my background, when I worked at a vet office, we worked with local rescues, and one of them mm-hmm. was Old Dog Haven. And so it's a lot of senior dogs. Mm-hmm. And it was just the first thing that always had to get done for every single dog was a dental cleaning.
Yeah.
Because it was connected to so much. It wasn't just like, oh, you know, their mouth is inflamed. It's like, oh, no, we need to get this cleaned and healthy so that they don't have the sepsis and the, mm-hmm. you know, like the infections in other parts of the body, the cardiovascular issues. So it's like, I feel like I knew that through my own career.
Yeah.
But also then when you add in the practicality, like not just the science, but the practicality of it, mm-hmm. of, you know, I have this old dog, they don't like to eat. The last thing I want is to put, you know, have to put them under for a dental. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you start to like add up the pros and cons and the worries that you often have, especially if you have an older dog.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think the ease of the use of just mm-hmm. like throwing some powder in their water bowl is yeah. is right up my alley. I love a convenient thing.
Me too. You're not alone. I mean, yeah. you know, we're busy. We're all busy. And we know how important it is, but it's just so hard to get to it sometimes. And especially when it makes your dog miserable and you don't enjoy it as yes. well. And so we wanted an easy solution for people. We're actually looking to launch dental treats by the end of Q2. So they're going to be like high protein, of course, no carb, high protein, like freeze dried treats that you can just give your pup throughout the day. You could probably give them Amazing. To your cat too, if you have a cat, you know. So yeah, we're excited to launch that. That's going to be fun.
Okay. That was going to be my other question is like what things are happening in 2024. So potentially some dog treats mm-hmm. coming out.
Yep. And then we're also looking at a freeze dried like meal topper so that you can just add that as well.
Love that.
You know, any way you can get it in their mouth, it will help.
It'll help. I think this is such a great product too. As far as the, as I said, I love a convenient thing, but like technically I am full-time dog mom. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine how easy this would be for the people who have like three kids, you know, their dog is getting older. They don't have time as they're running out the door to, you know, maybe do school runs or whatever to mm-hmm. also like sit there and brush their dog's teeth.
Exactly.
So last question, just to wrap up, I feel like we've talked about the ins and outs of the product, the research, everything. If people want to start using it, what do you recommend? Like, what is the daily routine, the weekly routine that you guys recommend for optimal dog dental health?
Right. So honestly, it kind of varies for everybody. I can tell you what I do. Yeah. I add a scoop to my pet's water dish, and she doesn't drink a full bowl of water in a day. So I'll keep it in there for 2 days. You can top it off. You know, you can't overdose on teeth. Like it's 100% safe. You don't want to go crazy because maybe then your dog will be averse to it. But, you know, it's just every day. It's a constant battle against bacteria. And you always want to be keeping them on that keto diet that I mentioned earlier, because mm-hmm. the more often they're on that, the better it'll be. But there's new bacteria that come in every day, whether you're drinking yeah. water, eating, licking the ground, whatever, you know.
yeah.
So, you know, it's a daily battle. So you'll have to use it daily. I think that's just the key to success. Mm-hmm. I think that it's important to realize that the amount that you get is small. It's a small, powerful yes. amount of powder, but a little goes a long way. Because we're yeah. dosing microbes, we're not dosing pets. Mm. So I think it's important to kind of remember that, because when you get your kit, it's like, it's a decent sized jar. And if you order 30 servings, it's not that much powder that goes in there. But that powder no. will last 30 days. You get a tiny little scoop with it, just use that scoop, you know, and it'll dose it correctly. But yeah, and we have 30 serving sizes, 90 servings, and 180 servings. So depending on, you know, how ambitious you want to be. But that reusable glass jar you can keep, and then you can just reorder the sachets full of powder. So
yes, that's discount. What I just did. I have my jar, but I ordered a sachet on Amazon. I didn't realize you guys were on Amazon until I looked it up.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah. So everyone listening, like we say small scoop, but I think a lot of people with large dogs, like we think, you know, like, oh, okay, so a quarter cup. Like, no, this thing is like the size of a like half your pinky nail.
It's a pinch. We like to say
like it is a pinch. Yes. Yeah. And it's just like this fine powder that you just drop in the water.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that it's hard for people to understand. And I get it. Cause there's not a lot in our society of more is better or bigger is better that really, you know, helps you understand this. But even if you have a Great Dane or a Chihuahua, you add that scoop into their water because Chihuahuas will only drink so much water a day. So you want a little higher concentration. And then Great Danes will drink a lot of water. So it is just, they get constant administration. They don't need a higher dose or a higher concentration. So it's just kind of like the science is exact. The administration is kind of artistic.
Yeah. Well, and that's what people need, like for dogs too. Yeah. I love a life hack kind of thing. And I think this is one of those things that a dog sitter could do, a kid could do, you know, you're just grabbing the bowl, filling up the water really quick. You just drop this little bit of powder in and it's very easy, which I love. Yeah. Not to mention, obviously, all of the like science behind it, that it actually works. So if anyone wants to purchase your products for their dogs, also, since you guys have a human brand, I can think of the marketing right now, like as far as I could just get my little matching, like I get my lozenge and my dog gets their little powder. And
I know we should start some new boxes for the family, right?
Yes, exactly. A little box for the family.
Good idea.
You can have it for you, but if you guys want to buy it for your dog, where can they find all of the info?
Okay. If you want the human and the pet, go to primalhealthllc.com. So you'll find both human and pet products there. You want to just go to Teef directly. It's Teef, T-E-E-F, health, H-E-A-L-T-H.com. And we have a promo code for you guys with a dog podcast. So it's WAP30 for 30% off your first order.
Wait, W-A-P, W-A-D Wait. Or W-A-P?
I'll set it up correctly. W-A-D-P.
Okay.
Right? With a dog podcast. Yeah. 30.
Perfect.
So you'll get 30% off your first order. I always encourage you to subscribe so that you keep, you know, you're reminded to keep doing it, keep it coming. Because again, it's a battle every day against bacteria.
Perfect. Well, there you go, everyone. All of that info will be in the show notes, the website, as well as the discount code. So go check it out. And if anyone wants to follow on social media, it's at With a Dog Podcast on Instagram and at Teef Health on Instagram for teeth. We have new episodes every Wednesday. If you guys liked this episode, go ahead and leave a review and we will see you next week. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Thank you so much for having me. It was fun.
Bye.
All content on the With a Dog podcast is for informational and comedic purposes only. It should not replace professional advice, treatment, or diagnosis by a certified veterinarian, trainer, or behaviorist.